This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
A new support group for LGBTIQ people in the Redlands on Brisbane's Bayside is meeting for the first time this week, as Belong brings a supportive queer network. We spoke to the organiser of Belong, Samuel Walker, who is also the coordinator of Bayside Initiative Group, a peer-operated mental health service that saw a need for LGBTIQ support in the Redlands after asking a simple question.
A group of us in the Bayside Mental Health Network, the question was asked, like, what peer-led options are there for LGBTQ people in the Redlands? And we did a little bit of preliminary research into it and found that there was nothing. There was just nothing at all in our community. So being a peer-operated mental health service and myself identifying as a gay man, it kind of seemed like a natural fit that we could do some work in this space.
Belong received funding to have a group over the next 6 months meet every fortnight and to develop a program to meet the needs of the community, something that was desperately needed.
One of the other services, they do take some statistical information on the people that they serve, and in the general community around Australia, you might get between 5 to 10% of people accessing the service who identify as part of the rainbow. In the Redlands, that figure was put at 35%. So there's this, you know, huge rate of people accessing mental health services in the area, but there's no specific program that is, you know, targeted at that community.
The philosophy of the Bayside Initiative Group has helped to inspire Belong's direction and provide much needed support.
BIG is a peer operated mental health service, and what that means is that everybody from our board of management to myself to our peer workers has a lived experience of mental health issues in some way, shape or form. And applying that same philosophy to this is that, you know, we know, well, I know as somebody who is of that community, that having role models, having connection with peers is really important. It's something that I was blessed to have when I was sort of coming up, was other gay men who sort of showed me the ropes and provided, you know, a positive role model for me. And when we're here in the Redlands and there's just nothing, no place for people to come and connect and find their tribe, it's about holding space. So opening the centre on a Thursday evening, it's just going to be specifically for this group. We're not going to be doing it during our day-to-day business. Holding that space and inviting people to come. And again, it's very much going to be a peer-led group. So I don't have a set-in-stone facilitation plan for what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the group. So the first group is probably going to be something very, very casual. We'll have a meal, probably a barbecue, a little bit of a mingle, get to know you. And then I'm just going to put it out to the group, you know, probably set some guidelines around how can we make this a safe space. You know, what do people need for it to feel like a safe space? And then what do people want out of this group? Because, you know, there's many different avenues we could go, you know, talking about sexual health, educational seminars, social activities. At the end of the day, though, it'll be put to the group, you know, what do you want? How can we meet them, you know, in this space that we have, this 2 hours once a fortnight on a Thursday evening? You know, what do people want to do? And I guess it'll come from them.
Starting this Thursday, on the 22nd of February, the group will literally be what those in attendance want to make it. But this peer-led approach will really help to inspire and create ownership for people, not just of the group, but of their own pride.
There's like a saying in the mental health sort of revolution that happened throughout the 60s, 70s and 80s, is that nothing about us without us. But, you know, having a say in the services and supports that are available to your community, it's all well and good. And I think people do come in with very, very good intentions, you know, into the space. You know, we want to support people, we want to work. But I guess for us, it comes down to that connection that comes through having a shared experience that, you know, we've walked this path ourselves, and with that comes a certain degree of insight. And not to say, I mean, my experience as a gay man is probably very different than, you know, the experiences of a trans person, but there is a similarity there in terms of the stigma that we face as a community, the fights that we've had to fight over the years, And there comes with that an understanding and an insight into what the experience is about. And it kind of gives you a platform to support people in a very meaningful way.
If you'd like to find out more about the group in the Redlands on Brisbane's Bayside, as well as find out if it'll be a good fit for you, you can contact Samuel at inquiries.big-inc.org.au or call on 07-339-01196 or on their mobile 049-974-7000.
We know that the LGBT community faces some unique challenges, particularly around suicide. It's a big issue in the community, and it's something that we are hoping to address with this group. Being isolated is a really big factor, you know, not having people to connect with and people to talk through these issues with. And, you know, perhaps people who, again, have walked that path ahead of you and may have insight into, you know, how they got through. We really are hoping to, if we can, you know, address some of those issues and just give people a sense of belonging, a community.
That was Dina Curie speaking to Samuel Walker about Belong.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.